In 2014, the Peso model officially launched via a little book called Spin Sucks. I had no idea it would take the industry by storm like it has, nor did I expect it to be one of the cornerstones of my own business as we have adapted to an ever-changing communications industry. During the last decade, we have evolved the model, its framework, and its graphic, along with all of the changes we've seen from the death of certain tools such as Google Plus and Vine, to the consolidation of media outlets, and the rise of trends such as the TikTok news anchor. Last week, I hinted that more is to come regarding the Peso model this year, and as we celebrate its 10-year anniversary, many goodies will be forthcoming. Today, I'd like to focus on the Peso model graphic because we have a new one for you to use. Yippee! We'll discuss its evolution, what has changed in 2024, and what you can expect in the future. Stay tuned.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. The Peso model has changed significantly in the past decade and has undergone several iterations since its origin. Initially conceived to encapsulate the integrated approach of paid, earned, shared, and owned media, the graphic was created when I was writing Spin Sucks, the book. As I described in the book, my publisher thought it would be interesting to have a graphic representing how it all worked together. So my team and I hurriedly assembled a tactical visual because I was less than 18 hours from the deadline. The result was a simple, yet effective diagram illustrating the interconnectivity of the four media types. The original graphic featured four bubbles representing each media type, focusing on tactics within each category, and the various actions one could take within each media type to achieve your communications goals. In 2020, just a couple of weeks before the world shut down, we launched a new version of the framework and graphic that was more strategic, but still outlined the tactics. We eliminated things such as Google Plus and Vine and added improved search engine optimization, domain authority, and the building of expertise, authority, and trust. And now we're ready for an updated version. Drum roll, please. If you go to the show notes on Spin Sucks, you can download it and follow along. For now, I'll just walk you through it. One of the big changes I wanted to make this year was to reflect a more strategic viewpoint. We still have a version that lists the tactics, with updates to remove the things that have moved on to greener pastures, but the main version shows only what you can expect to achieve with each media type and what to expect when they're used together. It emphasizes the outcomes of using these media types in unison, such as credibility, distribution, storytelling, reach, community building, SEO, lead generation, navigating the pay-to-play landscape of earned media, and more. It also incorporates advancements such as artificial intelligence and the growing significance of platforms like TikTok when used for more than social media, for now, until the government shuts it down. This evolution reflects the model's responsiveness to new challenges and opportunities in media strategy, emphasizing the importance of credibility, storytelling, and targeted reach. The biggest shift is in what happens when you use all four media types together in a cohesive and integrated program. Experience, expertise, authority, and trust, or EAT. Because of that, the most important thing to remember is that the Peso model is like a table with four legs. You must build each leg solidly or the whole thing will collapse. Just like you can't build a home without a foundation, you can't have a fully functioning Peso model program if you only use one or two of the media types. And that is the biggest thing most communicators get wrong. They use only one or two media types and then wonder why it doesn't work. The program will collapse. You won't be able to measure your work to the organization's goals, and you won't have built the authority and trust demonstrated by your experience and expertise that is critical in 2024. That's not the fault of the process or the model. It's because a house was built with only half a foundation. So let's go through the updated model now, and we'll start with paid media. We've added a lot to the paid element of the model. We've learned a lot about this media type in the past decade. I've also learned that I could make a living doing social media ads because I love doing them so much. You get minute-by-minute data and can make smart decisions about what and how to adjust on the fly. It's my favorite. Alas, I have a business to run instead of playing in the tactics. At its core, paid media is still about paying for traffic, leads, fans, and sponsorships. It also includes paying for software, so you'll see things like email marketing intersecting between owned and paid. You'll have to pay for the software to distribute your own media, so that's why it's between owned and paid. We've expanded it to include marketing communications, such as influencer and event marketing, as it intersects with earned media, and we broke out lead generation into its own subcategory that intersects also with owned media. While all those changes were being made, we closely monitored the changes at the media outlets and how pay-to-play comes into our earned media efforts. Then, in January, when there were mass layoffs in journalism, it became more clear that most of our earned media efforts needed to include a budget to pay for coverage and backlinks. And though communicators aren't typically responsible for lead generation and sales, research repeatedly shows that CEOs expect our work to be directly correlated to sales. And we've found that in our work as well. Our clients don't want us to just tie our work directly to sales, they require it. So therefore, we evolved the PaySell model graphic and process to include lead generation and sales. At the intersection of paid and earned media, you have media relations, influencer relations, event marketing, influencer marketing, experiential marketing, and marketing communications. You're using all of this to build brand awareness, credibility, and reputation, but now you can tie those efforts directly to sales. And with a budget, you'll be even more responsible for showing a return on that investment. So this becomes critical in your work. Next, we have the earned media changes. So the biggest change in the earned media category is that earning stories from journalists and bloggers is only one aspect. We've added the TikTok news anchor, influencer relations, which can also be covered under paid media, engaging with journalists on X and Reddit, and review sites. The category includes referrals, word of mouth, blogger, investor, and influencer relations, review sites, and the comeback of comments. We've also amplified the importance of SEO, which can be built via an earned backlink to your website. As part of that category, we've added search engine optimization. We've also increased our community use, which has become even more important as organizations become more vocal about its values. We've talked about the importance of community many times over the years, not just because we have one of the best ones for communicators on the entire internet. A strong, engaged community takes time to build. You cannot buy one. You cannot magic one up by wishing for it. When you earn it by integrating it with shared media, it supercharges everything else that you do. And at the intersection of earned and shared media, you have reviews, co-branding, partnerships, charity tie-ins, community service, community building, brand ambassadors, community engagement, user-generated content, and corporate social responsibility. A lot. Phew. So in just a minute, I'll be back to discuss shared and owned media, what happens when you combine all four, and what to consider for the future. Stay tuned. There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack. And the second is the PaySell Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PaySell Model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrack.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrack.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts, the PaySell Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PaySell Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show. Welcome back. Okay, so we've discussed the evolution of the PaySell model, and we ran through the changes of paid and earned media. Now I'd like to go through shared and owned media, what happens when you combine all four media types, and what to consider for the future. So the shared media changes. after earned media comes shared media, which has evolved from straight social media to include reviews, forums, mentions, content curation, private social media such as WhatsApp, Slack, and Discord, video creation for YouTube Shorts, Instagram, and TikTok, social media monitoring, and organic engagement. We've also added distribution and promotion, how you take the content you've created and produced and disseminate it through shared media. It was important to add that distinction because, as I'm sure you have experienced, organic reach alone can no longer reach your fans and followers. While we used to be able to create community by drumming up conversation, today we need to use owned and paid media. So distribution and promotion were included in this refresh. We've also added partnerships, voice search, content curation, publishing platforms, and SEO at the intersection of shared and earned. We know that Gen Z and just a little bit older are more interested in working with organizations that share their values. So using shared media to communicate these effectively is the name of the game in 2024. And last but certainly not least is my favorite, owned media. This is the content you produce for something you own. It has to live on your website or blog, or both. While we have many options today for content creation on other parts of the web, such as LinkedIn Creator Studio, Substack, and Medium, those are not considered owned because if those sites go away, so does your content. To fall into the owned media category, it must live on something you own. That's not to say you can't, quote, rent it out, so to speak, to the sites I mentioned, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and more. But that's what you're doing, renting it to those sites instead of giving it to them wholly. Our content options have evolved during the past decade. 10 years ago, pretty much everyone wrote content. Today, we have multimedia such as podcasts and videos. This helps because most human beings are visual learners, meaning they prefer video. But there are also auditory learners and people like me who have to read to learn. You can now create content for every learning style. The category includes blogs, websites, podcasts, videos, live streaming, storytelling, brand journalism, internal communications, search generative experience, and generative AI. And at the intersection of owned and paid, you have email marketing, lead generation, inbound marketing, affiliates, brand ambassadors, sponsored content, and native advertising. I mentioned at the start that the biggest shift in the updated model is in what happens when you use all four media types together in a cohesive and integrated program. You get experience, expertise, authority, and trust, or EAT. As AI begins to take over, Google is rushing to remain the leader in search. Recently, they've been on a tear de-indexing web pages, articles, blog posts, and more all over the web. This is because much of the content on the internet is low-quality, keyword-stuffed, and soulless. All of that content is being moved far down in search results to make room for content that has a soul. When you use an integrated PASEL model program, you build credibility, reputation, and authority. You increase your website's authority, and you improve search rankings. It helps you demonstrate experience and expertise while you build authority and trust. This allows you to demonstrate how your work correlates to sales. If you need help with metrics, what to measure, and how to report on them, check out the Fundamentals of Media Measurement free course I offer with Muckrack. You can go to mrack.co/spinsucks, that's mrack.co/spinsucks, and I'll link to it in the show notes for you in case you're mobile and can't write it down right now. As you look to the future, the PASEL model will continue to evolve in response to changes in the media landscape, technological advancements, and shifts in consumer behavior. If I were to look into my crystal ball, this is what you can expect. Greater integration of AI. Duh, of course. AI will continue to play a role in our jobs, from content creation and audience targeting to personalization and SEO. Therefore, it will continue to be essential for you to understand and leverage these tools within the PASEL framework. Then you have increased importance of authenticity. As consumers become more discerning, the authenticity and quality of content will become crucial. This trend underscores the importance of owned media as the foundation of the PASEL model. You have the rise of new media platforms, so as TikTok emerges as a powerful platform, future media types and platforms will continue to arise. You must remain agile, adapting your strategies to include these new channels within the PASEL model, which is built to be nimble in how you use it. Of course, you have to measure your work and use data and analytics to help, you have a proliferation of both, so you will continue to have access to more sophisticated measurement capabilities. This advancement will allow precise targeting, optimization, and ROI demonstration across all four media types. And then, of course, we'll continue to see a blurring of lines between the media types. So the distinction between paid, earned, shared, and owned will continue to blur, with integrated campaigns becoming the norm. This convergence will require you to think holistically about your strategies, ensuring a seamless blend of all media types. We know for sure that the future iterations of the PaySell model will continue to focus on strategic execution, making your work measurable to the organization's goals while using the tools available to us at the time. There are three graphics for you to use this year. One with just the media types, so just paid, earned, shared, and owned, that shows the framework at its most simple. One with the strategic outcomes of each media type and where they intersect. And then one with all of the tactics listed. I'll link to all of them. There'll be six because you have color and black and white in the show notes on SpinSucks. Or you can find it by Googling refreshed PaySell model. It's the first thing in search results if I've done my job correctly. And I just double checked and it does pop up first. So hopefully it does for you too. One thing to note, please be mindful of your use of the PaySell model, both in mentioning its use and in using the graphic. Because they are both trademarked by SpinSucks, you must credit us by attribution and linking to the site to SpinSucks when you mention it. When you use the graphic, you have to use it as is. You are not allowed to change it. You can't include your brand colors. You can't add to it. If you do those things, technically you're breaking the law and you're going to get a letter from my attorney. So if you'd like to make changes to it, please contact us. We love to have conversation about this and figure out. We have not done this in a box. We have not done this in a silo. We have done this built on thousands and thousands of conversations that we have with you. So we will consider the changes that you would like to have in the future for sure. This refresh takes into account what we can do tactically. Still, the biggest change in how we approach a communications program strategically that will allow us to answer the CEO when they ask us to directly correlate our work and sales. And that, my friends, is what you need to be able to do effectively by year's end and beyond. Before I go, I would love it if you would leave a review, especially if you like what you've heard. And if you'd like to learn more about how to use the PaySell model, how to measure it, and what to include in each media type, and you're not already a SpinSucks community, get on over there. You can find us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. It's a community full of crazy smart professionals. It's free, it's fun, it's smart, and you might just learn a thing or two from your peers. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.